Otherwise, please supply a public comment.
Yeah, I'm afraid when I hear testimony, when I hear positive statements from people that I'm accepting at face value as being experts on the subject, and then halfway through they get shaky, I have real problems with what we've heard before, because I'm obviously not getting the total truth out of the people at the microphone.
Right. Well, what I'm hearing, Charlie, is that they would prefer to keep this in this code change.
I think what Charlie's saying is previously they asserted that this was an obsolete standard, whereas now it may be obsolete, they're not sure, and that means that unless we know for a fact it's obsolete, we have to go by what's currently in the reality of the moment. That's what Charlie's saying, correct,
Charlie? I understand
that
what we said was confusing. I think we have someone else here who works with the aggregates who can address that issue more clearly.
Okay, the only issue we want at this point addressed is whether C-796 is a current existing standard, or is it indeed obsolete and been replaced?
My name is Eric McKenzie. I'm with C-Plast. We're currently the only manufacturer of vermiculite concrete. C-796 does reference the cellular standard, does not reference vermiculite, therefore it needed to be taken out of the other section and remain in this one.
All right, thank you. Okay, is there any further discussion? Jack?
That is, the 1997 standard is referenced in our code. It is no longer 2006 IBC. So there's got to be some difference between our code and where we're going, because it is no longer a reference standard in 2006 IBC.
Okay. All right. Well, what else? What do we need to do?
Take them at their word that it's not applicable to one and they need it in the other at this point, I guess.
Okay. All right. All in favor then, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, let the record reflect 7-1, so it passes. And the reason, I guess, well, we know the reason, okay. Okay, 2384, amending 1917.1.3.
This particular amendment does the same as the first, the one we just talked about, as far as putting in preformed and taking out concentrates. It changes a word that's just incorrect, import, to impart. And then inserts concrete after cellular lightweight insulating, since we're taking out fill, which we've already done.
Okay.
Again, just cleaning it up.
Anybody from the public saying none? Is there a second for approval?
Second.
Discussion? Then all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
You want to speak for you both?
Again, this going back to 2383, it's both references a compressive test in compliance with ASTM C495, and in 2383 you wanted C796 removed, but in this case it references the same test and you want the standard in. Well, we voted on it based on your testimony that's saying that in modification 2383, standard C796 was obsolete in relation to the compressive test.
Yeah, we're flying blind, too.
I think we were talking about the difference between aggregate.
Correct. Right. Just a cellular aggregate hybrid. So in this case, you're
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, any further discussion then? In that case, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
What's the motion we're voting on?
To approve 2384 as written. Are you for or against it?
I'm again.
All right, vote 7-1. 2385, amending 1917.1.4.
Again, substituting the word concrete for fill and adding the word foot traffic to make it clear that the roof deck has to be able to withstand foot traffic. We just think it's a good clarification.
All right. Anybody else want to speak on this? Seeing none. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? George.
I want to have some terminology issues. I would recommend instead of once that at the time, at the words at the time, the roof deck system can support foot traffic. And then delete the building official shall.
Hold on a second, George. I don't think that she got what you said there. Let's start again. What are you proposing first off? Where it says what?
I'm on 2388.
Yeah, I think he's ahead of us.
Right. We're on 85, George.
Okay, I'm ahead of the game. I'm on 2388.
Okay. We're on 2385. Charlie.
Can I ask a question? What is significant? A significant indentation. How do I measure that if I'm an inspector on the job?
That's in the code now. Apparently.
I mean, what are...
It's already in the code.
What are we doing?
It's in the code currently.
All right. Don't worry, you're not missing anything. No. We're just talking back and forth. No. Okay, we're on
your own business.
We're on 2385 as proposed with no changes so far, okay? So that's what we've done and that's where we are. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? That's unanimous. Next is 2386, amending 1917.2.1.
Second.
It's really just restructuring the sentence.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. 2388.
This one I have amendment on.
I think this was the one he wanted to work on the wording of. Right. Again, once the roof deck system can support foot traffic, clarifying the walkability issue.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? George.
I'd recommend amendment. I would replace once with the word when, W-H-E-N, W-H-E-N, and remove the building official shall.
You don't want to go up there?
Well, it what I'm proposing does not change anything. So it would be when the roof deck system can support foot traffic. Delete the building official shall have, which will leave you with clear access and clear path, and then you're going to have to remove at his option, but you'll leave in for inspection of lightweight insulating concrete. So okay. You'll have when the roof deck system can support traffic, clear access and clear path. For inspection of lightweight insulating concrete,
shall be provided.
Shall be
provided. That's what it says.
Yeah, they don't want it to be the building official.
For inspection. Again, it's more professional language. It's code requirement. You don't need to put personalities into it. The building officials are already charged with the responsibility and his inspectors.
In other words, that refers back to the administrative code, and it's not needed here is what you're saying, right, George?
Right.
Okay.
Jeff, is it inferred that the building official is the one that's going to do that inspection, or is that their installer?
Well, that's what I took out.
But
he's asking, because you did that, is it automatically inferred that the building official is the person who will indeed do the inspections? Based on the administrative code, I guess, is that what you're suggesting, George?
Well, he would have ultimate responsibility for enforcing the code and performing inspections through him or his staff. Under
as amended, right? Okay, that's what I'm saying. We've got a bunch of amendments up there. Is there a second for George's amendments?
Second.
Do we keep inspection, George?
Yes.
Yes, okay. We did.
Yeah.
Okay, is there...
It's the same requirement. It's just
right, hold on. We have a second for discussion now. Discussion on just the amendment, which is the changes George proposed regarding the building official in the and when. Dan, you want to discuss that amendment only? Then we'll go back to the proposal.
If the building official term, causes problems and may or may not, I find it kind of picky. But if it does, the previous section 1917.2.2 already refers to the building official. So I guess you got to go back and change that one, too.
Yeah, I would agree.
And then you got to change 1917.3 testing. And it probably goes on and on down here at several other locations.
Yeah, I would agree. And it's ridiculously redundant. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Let's vote on the amendment only to this proposal. We'll take that up as a separate discussion. Jack.
I think it takes away clarity as to who is actually making the inspections in this instance and who the clear path is provided for. I agree with Dan.
All right. So all in favor of the amendment to this proposal only, raise your hands. One, two, three. All opposed? Five. Okay, let's go back to the proposal as originally written. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, 7-1 in favor. Now, we don't need to go back and do that everywhere else because we didn't do it here. Okay, 2389, amending 1917.3.
Removes the term compressive strength and adds some language about the timing of the requirement for compressive strength tests.
We are now on 2389. We took a vote on 2388 as originally written, not amended, and the vote was 7-1 in favor. So now we're on 2389. Okay, just want to make sure. There you are. You're there. 2389. Okay, go ahead.
It addresses the issue of compressive strength tests by putting in a requirement that the contractor be notified ahead of time so that they can actually provide for those to occur. If you don't know you're going to have those tests, it's pretty hard to provide them when they're requested. You have to know ahead of time. So,
okay. Does anybody else want to speak on this? I see Mike standing there. Are you for it or against it?
I'm in opposition.
All right. Go ahead.
I'd like to preface my opposition first with saying I applaud the efforts of the Florida Roof Deck Association in updating Section 1917. You will hear me in opposition on a couple of the mods, this being one of them. I have a problem with the four words at time of permitting. I think this places an unreasonable restriction on the building official and his ability to verify deck compliance at any point subsequent to the casting of the deck.
Does anybody else want to speak against it? Hold on, Charlie, we'll come back to you. Would the proponents want an opportunity for one rebuttal on that? If you want yours, Mike, stay up here if they're going to give theirs. Go ahead. You don't have to, but if you want to, right.
Typically, in a specification, an architect or an engineer may call out for compressive strength breaks. He doesn't always do it. Typically, in the industry, they do density nail pulls on our roof decks prior to the roof when roofing begins, and that typically dictates when the roof deck should be roofed. And typically, you're not waiting on compressive strength breaks. Typically, these systems are the roofing begins in 48 to 72 hours after the roof deck is installed.
Okay, would you like an opportunity as the opponent to rebut?
Yes. What I'd like to say in this regard is that there are a couple of places in the code, Chapter 1, Chapter 16, that give ability to the building official to ask for certain tests. This would sort of conflict with that. Also, I'm sort of surprised that the cylinders aren't taken, if not for regulatory issues, for liability issues as well. And pretty much that represents the gist of my opposition to this mod.
All right, is there a second for approval? Seeing no second. Discussion.
Can I ask Mike a question?
Discussion. Go ahead.
Question?
You may. Then I'll get Charlie and then George.
Was your concern over the building official getting notification of the time of permitting? I mean, is that your real problem?
That's my problem because these decks can be tested after they have been cast if necessary. So I want that option to remain open to the building official. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to see this overly restrictive.
What would be the appropriate time?
I'm sorry. What would be the appropriate time, if not time of permitting?
Fundamentally, if he doesn't ask for it right at the beginning, because there are other methods to get at whether or not the deck is in compliance. Typically, what you'll see is some sort of dispute that arises at some point after the deck has been cast, and there are ways of determining the compliance of the deck at that point, but this would restrict the ability of the building official to ask for certain tests.
Okay. I've got Charlie, George, and Dan.
I'm going to withdraw my second.
You are?
Okay.
His reason was adequate. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we don't have a second at this time. Anybody else want to make a second, either for discussion or for voting in favor of?
I'll second it.
Second. Okay, Charlie, you're on the list.
Discussion.
Go ahead,
because
you're
up. Because the whole conversation so far has raised questions about an area that I'm really unfamiliar with. But when you pour a concrete type or an aggregate type bonded material, the normal procedure is some kind of testing to determine whether the product that's been put in place really meets whatever the standards, applicable standards are or not. And there, with concrete, there's some pretty specific things with regards to the size of the pour and that sort of thing. But without some kind of testing on this, I'm wondering how you possibly determine the quality of them. And our whole business that we building officials deal with is compromised here, and we're talking about whether I want to exercise my responsibility. I want to always have the option of exercising my responsibility as a building official, and it's implied when I give you that permit that at any point in the job, when I've got any question about what you've done, I think I have the ability and, in fact, the responsibility to require you to furnish me the proof that the product that you put in place meets the code. And taking cylinders, I think if that's the way you test this material, taking cylinders is something that you just do as a matter of course every time. And I'll decide later whether I want those cylinders tested. But I think you should always make them. And I guess I'm asking for more clarification from the proponents.
Well, I've got, we can get what you need. I've got George, Dan, and Rusty. Do y'all want to speak on this at this point?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, I would agree with Mike. We would not want to place limitation on the ability of the building official to require the testing. What this is saying is if the building official does not give notification at the time of permitting, then he may not require testing at any other time during after the installation of the product. So I would speak against it.
All right. Well, I kind of get a sense we're beating a dead horse here, but if y'all want to keep talking, that's your thing.
Yeah.
Just two real quick comments. First of all, I don't think there's nearly enough quality control procedures in lightweight insulating concrete, so I'd like to see more. Second of all, I don't think we should limit the building official in any way to require tests at any time during construction. To do what it says here, is you're saying if he doesn't exercise it at this particular time, then he can never do it. We should never do that to the building official under any circumstances.
Go ahead. Rusty?
I understand what Mike said. I understand where Florida Roof Deck, if you know what I do in Broward County on a daily basis, this is one section that just gives me agita once a week because you got one building official in one city. In Broward County, we try to at least get every city doing about the same thing. This is a section when they say, may, I got one building official always requires the cylinders, another one not. So I'm going to take a crazy stab at a friendly modification. I'd like to change the very first delete the last paragraph, change the first paragraph to say the building official shall require a test. That's my motion as far as a modification. And we got everybody, like Dan said, I always find a lot of problems in lightweight and the quality insurance. There's absolutely, positively, you should have a withdrawal test on every deck you pour, and you should always do compressive tests. That's my opinion.
Is that your amendment?
That's my amendment.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Discussion. Doze up.
I guess we opened the Pandora's box, but my comment is when you pour these roof decks and you have to meet the compressor strengths according to ASTM standards, don't you have to take cylinders?
No, it's an option. It's an option, though. Yeah.
So, anyways, enough said. Don't have to comment on it.
All right. Discussion on the amendment.
Question.
Okay.
I think we just added a significant cost. It's going to be the cost of banks. He made the change. It's responsible.
When the code gives an option to where their building official can or cannot, I would contest the fact if there is any possible cost increase because he's already can do what he what you're supposed to do. You understand? But it's an option now, so there's always a cost whether he wants whether you want it or not. I don't feel that's a cost increase.
Further discussion on the amendment only? Craig?
Peanuts for a job like
that. Yeah, I've got a question. If we don't do any approval of this modification, I guess this means that this section from testing doesn't even make it into the code.
Yeah,
is that right?
It's there.
This was Florida specific originally, so it remains.
Yeah, right. All they're adding is
okay. So make sure
is some changes there.
Okay.
All right. All in favor of the amendment?
Further comment on the amendment, and I don't think Rusty realizes this still would not require a testing for compressive strength unless.
Yeah. Rusty, oh, I'm sorry. I should take out this. I'm sorry. Thanks, George. Take out the strike through compressive strength. Delete the last sentence that's underlined and require the word may till shall. Then we have the equal playing field across the board. And in fact, I always figure that reduces the cost instead of increasing.
All right. And in addition, his amendment is to strike out the last sentence, right, Rusty?
That's correct.
Which is if the building official gives the notification, blah, blah. Okay, that's the amendment. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, all in favor, raise your hands. One, two, three. All opposed, raise your hands. Five, that fails. Going back to the amendment as originally drafted, any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye. I'm sorry, we're voting on the amendment as it was originally proposed now.
As it was originally proposed
by the proponent.
Roof deck, Florida roof deck.
The way it was submitted.
Right, the way it was submitted.
Oh, Charlie made a second. I'm sorry.
Okay. All in favor of the amendment, raise your hand. One. All opposed? Seven. That fails. All right. Next is 2390, amending 1917.3.1. And you know the reason why it failed. The reason it failed is because of the lack of flexibility for the building official to do what they believe is the building official's job. You want to make a comment at a future date, you may do so. Go ahead.
The change to 1917.3.1 inserts the minimum standard of G60 for the corrugated steel deck that you're pouring over, the lightweight over. And I think I'd like to get Eric back up again.
To speak on this?
Yeah, answer any questions that y'all have.
All right, if you want to add on to in favor of this, you may do so. And then I'll get the opponents, which I believe Mike would be one in this case. Come on, you first. You're speaking in favor.
We are not trying to lessen the code, which is at G90 now, because we understand for new construction purposes, G90 is better than G60. The only reason we've proposed this is in re-roof applications where lightweight concrete is already placed over corrugated metal deck. It may be a 26 or 28-gauge deck, which does not meet structural code capabilities now unless lightweight is poured over it again. So if we've got an existing G60 deck that's down, that's light gauge, new lightweight could be poured over it to meet structural requirements, but because of the code, we can't pour over a G60 metal. So that's the idea and the intent of this proposed modification is not to decrease requirements by the code for new construction, but to allow us to pour over existing G60 metal.
We have an informal interpretation that's referred to in this submittal from December of 2004 that talks about this issue.
Yeah, I believe we all got that in your emails.
All right, anybody else want to speak in favor?
Mark Bates, Cellcor. I'm in favor of this. The G60 is it's more consistent with my Florida product approval. I have Florida product approval using a G60 galvanized metal deck. Of all the major manufacturers out there, the G60 is the standard.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak in favor? Anybody want to speak against?
In opposition, I do see this as a weakening of the code. This section, of course, is new construction. Existing would be covered in a different volume. It's not unusual for these cast decks to be rained on between the time they are cast and the time they're roofed. The water that makes it to the steel deck is high in alkalinity and is corrosive. That's the reasoning we have for the G90. Additionally, this would create conflicts within our sections of the code, the high-velocity hurricane zone section where G90 is required. And again, I just fall back on the issue that this is a reduction in the code requirement.
Would the proponents like one opportunity for rebuttal?
Our product's been used for over 45 years in South Florida, in the state of Florida. I would challenge Mike to find one of my roof decks, and a majority of our roof decks have been poured over a G60 galvanized deck. I've never, ever had any, I'm not aware of any of my constructions that have failed from not using the G90 metal deck.
Would the opponent like one opportunity for rebuttal?
Yes, in regards to the informal interpretation, I believe I recall that the answer was that the code is clear that G90 is required. Somehow there's been a approval over a G60 inconsistent with the code. If this is something that would be looked at as an equal alternate, that's one thing. But to change the code in response to that informal interpretation would be incorrect, in my opinion.
Okay. Is there a second for approval?
Second.
Discussion.
Mike made the comment in his rebuttal or in his testimony this was for new roofs, but the clarity of the section is existing roof assemblies.
Did you want to answer that, Mike? He's asking you a question just quickly. Like, is that correct? Did you misunderstand, or are you?
There is
no question. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, never mind. I thought he was asking you a question. Okay, Dan.
You're not the enemy.
truly, this paragraph deals with existing roofs, and it deals with testing of the system, not with the application, not with the provision.
Microphone, please.
And here you are. Not with provision. This section truly
deals with an existing roof assembly, and it relates to testing of it, not to providing the deck. But if you go down to two paragraphs below, 1917.4.1, then it talks again about the fact that the deck would be a G60 rather than G90. So I see the trend to change from G90 to G60. This particular section, though, really refers to uplift testing. But the issue of going from G90 to G60 will repeat itself in that following paragraph.
All right.
But shouldn't all of them be tested? I mean, we're talking about a material that's being added to the top. And that material is going to be subject to negative pressure on a roof, a substantial negative pressure. If there's any question about the adhesion, shouldn't it be tested regardless of what the deck is? Because the deck is the only thing that's attached to the structure, to the structural components, and it's not going to stay there if it can't withstand the wind load.
Craig?
Pass.
Anybody else? Deck.
They don't comment. It's because it is testing. It basically, the testing is excluded if you're using G90, and they want the test excluded if they use G60.
All right.
The paragraph that's existing that we're talking about right now, where it says existing roof assemblies, should that really read roof assemblies?
Yeah.
Is that word existing an incorrect word from the very beginning? I mean, this is not a change. This is something that was there before.
Yeah.
But it seems to me that word existing should come out of there to clarify it. Is that true? Anybody else have a comment on that?
I don't know. Members?
I would say that if you use the term existing, it should be in that other volume.
Correct.
Yeah,
I think they meant to say roof assemblies, not existing roof assemblies.
Mo.
Yes, when this language put in the code, as you remember, guys, we did not have a code for existing building. You know, this has been in the code since 2001 code, so.
But this section says that, I don't understand the section, really. It's saying that if you got a G90 roof deck or structural concrete roof deck and you're going to put lightweight on top of it, you don't need to test it. Is that the way, am I reading that right?
I think you are.
Anything else you have to test? I'm not quite sure what you'd use it on other than G90 deck or concrete deck. There might be some others, but I can't, for some reason right now, can't think of them. I'm sure the manufacturers probably could, but I can't. I don't understand that paragraph.
All right, well, based on where we are now, is there any further discussion? Otherwise, I'll go ahead and take the vote. All in favor of this? Oh, okay, go ahead.
I'm going to make a mock motion to move that to the existing building code and take any reference out of substitute change.
I don't think that has to do with it.
Can't make a motion to move it to a different book?
No.
You'll have to go to another time.
I don't know that. I think if 1917.3.1 is the correct reference, then that would be something that's a different code, a completely separate code amendment. Otherwise, if it's in the wrong place, it should have been there, then it's fine.
I'll leave it there, but I still want to take out any reference. I want to say existing roof assemblies to receive lightweight insulating concrete shall be tested for uplift or adhesive to its substrate to perform compliance with the design pressure. Take out all references to G60 or 90, because I, like Charlie said, when you test a substrate to see if it's adhered to the deck below, you're verifying that the assemblies, the membrane you're putting on top is going to, what's underneath is going to hold to what's underneath that. So I think it's better written that way.
And all right.
I second it.
I have a motion to second. Jack?
I think this is totally out of...
This is totally out of what the proponent was requesting. You're now literally writing a new code section.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking where the proponent was attempting to change an exemption, move it. G90 was exempt. They wanted to include G60. Now you're writing a code section that require all of them to be tested. I don't think this is appropriate form for that. That should have been a code change.
Yeah, I tend to actually agree with that from a process-only perspective. I think that we need to go ahead and take the vote on this amendment. What you're doing is a different something. You're using this as a vehicle to make a new code amendment. I want to call the question on this proposed amendment. I think we're beating a dead horse. Anybody in favor of the amendment as written, raise your hands. Okay, all opposed, say aye.
Aye.
All right, so it's unanimously, so it's not going to move forward. So no, that's what I was trying to get to. Okay, sorry. 2391, amending 1917.4.
This particular proposal does not strike this language. It moves it to new section 1917.4.3. So it's really...
Just one second.
Sure.
The staff's asking a question. Okay, we're on 2391. Okay? Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
We just thought that the way that these sections were organized didn't make a lot of sense. That language, lightweight insulating concrete fill in conjunction with galvanized formed steel, isn't the only thing under materials and limitations of use. So what we've done is left the title and then done an A, B, C, D or, you know, subsections under that for all of those things. So it's really just a reorganization.
What changes?
What section changes the subsection?
You see here we've struck that language. We've inserted it into 1917 4.3.
Where is it?
It's in the, let's
see. 2396.
Correct. 2394, I think.
Okay,
yes. It's in 2394.
Take up 2394
first. Do we need to take up 2394 first?
If you, however you guys want to do it.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. We're going to take up 2394. What about 2396? Is that the same thing?
No.
They're just, for some reason, they're in the same area. I don't know. Okay, so 2394 is, go ahead.
It's the, I believe it's the exact same wording taking out the word fill. Lightweight insulating concrete fill over. Slightly revised, I apologize. We worked on just improving the wording of that.
And none of these changes has any implication for the things that were voted down. You didn't make any assumptions in that regard, right? In terms of what you've done here?
Oh, this is this doesn't have anything to do with G60, G90. It's talking about highly corrosive chemicals and whether or not they can be stored anywhere near lightweight roof deck application.
Okay, is there a second? Discussion, Craig?
No, okay.
You're up? No, you're okay? All right. Jack?
Just a comment, more appropriate would have been to just renumber 1970.
Gotcha.
They're actually not putting in the same words, though. There's
no,
different.
No, they're changed.
Instead of prohibiting it, it says unless it's approved in writing by the roof deck manufacturer. And if you have highly corrosive chemicals, I'm not sure that any roof deck manufacturer would approve the use of roof deck, steel roof deck in a corrosive environment. I've seen those environments. I've seen the failures of them. They're pretty graphic.
We have a second, yes. Further discussion on 2394. Jamie.
I'm speaking against this. It's 2394 that we're talking about, right?
That's correct.
I'm opposed to any approval by the manufacturer for this stuff.
Okay. Further discussion? All right, all in favor of 2394, raise your hands. Zero. All opposed, say aye.
Aye.
It's unanimously 0-8 in favor. Okay, now do we want to take 2396 or do we want to go back to 2391, logically or illogically? I don't know. I don't know what they are. Enough about them to know which is in order.
Go back to the first one.
All right, 2391. So Betty and Ann, we're going back to 2391. And we've discussed this. Yeah. All right. Is there a second on this one? Motion dies for lack of second. All right. Next is 2392. I don't really see what 2393 is. 2392. No second. Correct.
And this is one of the ones that we submit have a comment for.
You're saying this is the one that, what, you give her the CD? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
I guess you've got to get that up on there based on the CD.
It's the, well, there's 2392, and then there's also the informal interpretation reference.
He wants to finish this particular set.
All right, let's take a 10-minute break.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
What,
you're wonderful.
Man, no dedication. Come on.
What a wonderful guy.